Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, "I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport." Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, "When was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period?" Whenever someone gets hooked, they go broke. I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, "Why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building?" He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, "Well, good luck getting your unemployment." He said, "I don't want to die from getting Rona." I told him, "Don't worry, you will die from the Rona gene therapy." What a rube. You really have to be a stupid if you think you need the same gene therapy every 6 weeks to stop a disease that has a cure rate of 99.9997%. There was a guy that got the Rona vaccine. He died in about 10 hours. The doctor said it could have been much worse if he did not get the gene therapy. How much worse would it be than death? Is the CDC going to arrest you in your next life? Is God going to say, "I was going to let you into heaven, but since you did not get the anti-human gene therapy, you have to go see the big guy downstairs?" There is a big thing with liberals now. They say there is no such thing as gender. Seriously. They say, "I hate gender." How do you hate gender? It is like saying, "I hate numbers." All numbers should be the same. These liberals, they think that men can now get pregnant. Yes, it is true. They think Donald Trump just banned men from getting pregnant. But Biden somehow legalized men having babies. These jokers think seriously that eggs somehow can chase down sperm and get them pregnant. Liberals also say there are over 1,000 genders now. My only question about all these new genders being made up as we speak: what do these new private parts look like? I just want to see what these other parts look like in case one replaces my junk. On the planet I live on, you either have a hole, or a hole puncher. But the liberals say now if you are comfortable in the private parts you were born with, you are a bad person. Why would you spend your life hating yourself because you were born with or without junk? They call it being cisgender. They think if you have a hole puncher, and are not sad about it, that you are an evil Trump supporter. Like you live on Macho Mountain. Like I spend all day swinging it around. I don't spend my entire day thinking about my epic junk. Okay, I am going to leave it right here. Remember, if a store requires a vaccine passport, a gene therapy, or wear a scam on your face, please go someplace else. Order online. Do not give these companies the satisfaction. If we all stop buying from these tyrants and go someplace else, we can fight this. The more we comply, the more tyranny they will give us. Peace out, my freedom-loving friends.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Well, hello, everyone out there. It is Thanksgiving Day. It is Thursday, November 24th, 2022. I am your always fabulous host, Leslie. So a little bit of how tonight got started. Proof is a good friend of mine. And I thought, what the heck? I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be alone tonight. You know, I saw my daughters for a little while today, and for those of you that understand how custody things can be, how it can suck your soul, that's so much not fun, but I am thankful I got to see my daughters today, and so I'm hoping that everything sounds good. I don't have my headset or a microphone today, but I do have an acoustically live apartment, which I love this place. It is really, really awesome. There's everything, you know. I'm right here downtown Dallas. I am in the middle of everything. I've got it all here. I've got millennial and Gen Z neighbors. I'm one of the oldest people here. And I don't know. It's pretty cool. There's a sheriff down the hall. There's all kinds of awesome things going on. All I have to do is walk outside my house. I will be joined tonight with a very good longtime friend of mine. He's actually going to stop at the Indian food place on the way here. I did not have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner today. I don't even know if I've eaten today. So, I think y'all got to hear me make coffee because I did not turn the microphone off. So you got to hear me make some coffee in the background. So I'm a little bit caffeinated. It's fabulous. I enjoy it. I mean, who doesn't, right? Good coffee is good coffee. And with today being Thanksgiving, I'm going to add, you know what, today is a good day to add a little bit of pumpkin spice to my coffee, oat milk, and sugar. I believe that's what's going to happen. It's good coffee made in my coffee pot. So, to be thankful for. I really wanted a show tonight so no one feels alone. It's too easy to be alone. And over the holidays, this is the time of year when people feel the loneliest. They often decide to remove themselves from this universe. And there's absolutely zero reason. There is a divine space for every living creature, except the ones like the vector-borne things like mosquitoes and ticks. I do not catch and release. Spiders, I'm a little bit picky about, but if they're venomous and I have a safe space to catch them and release them, I will. And if they're mice or rats in a living dwelling area, I am pro-ratsnik. Because, you know, that's a good idea. Rat snakes are awesome. You know, I'm always pro anything that can kill things you don't want. Like, take a wolf spider, for example. They will take down roaches, scorpions, centipedes. You know what, you name it. They can even take down brown recluses. They do have a bite. It itches, and it's only dangerous if you're allergic to it. But, wow, the things they kill. You know, I was reading, because I'm in a lot of snake and spider identification groups, which really, if you're scared of any of those, I suggest joining any of the snake and spider identification groups, because you start to lose your fear. Now, I'm a country girl. I grew up backwoods Texas in the middle of nowhere. You know, it was backwoods. And I suppose if I'm by myself, you know, the accent starts to just slip out. And I think it's not fully out, but it's out. Anyway, you know, backwoods. So you learn to commune with nature, basically. If it's living, you respect it for being alive. It's got a purpose. You know, you don't kill the spiders inside the house. You just, you know, you learn to identify the venomous ones, kill those. If you want, you know, this is how I grew up. You just kill those. The rest you just leave alone. Those cute little fuzzy house spiders, you just, you know, you just let them live. They're cute. And, you know, people actually keep those as pets. You know, as long as it's not near your front door, copperheads are gorgeous. Admire from a distance. Stay away. Just, you know, a lot of times people get bit by these things because they're trying to kill them. You know, if they're not hurting anything. You know, I just moved from an area with an HOA. Well, they cleared out this big wooded area in East Dallas. Bunch of trees, overgrown, way too much. They put a pond in. Beautiful. Fishing pond. It's a catch and release pond. And there was a copperhead. I remember seeing it on a walk. I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was gorgeous. I saw it again. I just stood there and admired how beautiful it was when the sun shined down upon this gorgeous snake, knowing it was just going to go in there, eat some fish, eat some stuff we didn't like, wasn't going to bite nobody because they won't chase you. They're not going to chase you. They don't want you. And anyway, it was like a big buzz. You know, on next door, like, oh my gosh, there's copperhead. We're going to have to kill it. And I just rolled my eyes thinking, you know what? This was the copperhead's habitat first. You know, just leave it alone. Leave the possums alone. Leave the armadillos alone. Just don't touch them. They might give you leprosy. Just leave them alone. It's nature. Let nature do nature. So all that said, there's a divine place in this universe for each and every one of us. And anytime someone leaves this space, it leaves a hole in the universe, a void in the universe. It leaves holes in souls of those of us that love that person, because everybody is loved by someone. And just keep going. And in my particular instance, I was able to get help from the Genesis Women's Shelter. While I do have my own place, suddenly going from having access to credit cards and money and things and living in a very, very nice home, all of a sudden I was in an apartment with, I need furniture, you know, with very little furniture and alone. So Genesis Women's Health here in Dallas, I definitely want to send them a shout out because, you know, I was able to wear something nice to court. And that was compliments of Genesis Women's Shelter. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to pick something up, just a real nice dress to wear to church. I'm pretty sure I'm about to start going to church again. And I think that's going to be a good thing, something positive in my life. Usually when I go through these times of hardship and sorrow and confusion, and although this one is by far the hardest, this is even harder than when my dad died. I still can't talk about that, you know? So this is just a beautiful day for people to come together. And here we are. Thank you for sharing this time and this space with me. I want to honor my beautiful friend, Shauna Miller. She would have turned 46 years old today. She had an autoimmune liver disease. So, of course, for those of you that know, I am psychic. And if any of y'all call in and want a reading, I'm good with that. You know, let's just, because I'll see something positive for you. And, you know, let me know. Because I love doing readings. But I had dreams. This is a friend of mine I've known since third grade, since I was 8 years old. I had three dreams in a row about her. And I knew it was talking about that gene editing thing, that serum cocktail of trust us from the government. I called her a million times. Tried to call her mama. No one answered. Finally, I got her on text. She said, well, I can't see you today. I'm going to my doctor. And I said, be careful what your doctor is going to say. And she said, well, trust my doctor a lot. I started to type the words, famous last words. But I didn't. I bit my tongue. And I wasn't going to say things like, hey, listen, I had a dream that, you know, basically you died, so don't get this. I didn't want to, like, bomb her inbox. But I wish I would have, because that night, she posted a photo of herself. She said, hey, I did this thing. I didn't want to, but my doctor talked me into it. Her doctor talked her into getting the thing. That thing. We both know what it is. Well, sure enough, obviously, it hadn't been studied by anyone. Pharmaceutical companies aren't being transparent with it. Called a friend of mine that we went to school with, because there's like 20 something of us left, and I said, she'll be gone in less than a year. Sure enough, she was. You know, when I was growing up, Shauna would come spend every Saturday night with me, pretty much. And we'd watch Saturday Night Live. We had so many inside jokes. But every year on Thanksgiving, we would get together. This is back before any of us were married or had kids. We'd get together and we'd go Calhoun's or whatever redneck thing was going on in Grayson County at the time. And this was 20 years ago, 20 something years ago. Like 25 years ago. Okay. I feel a little dated now. About 25 years ago, we'd get together and we'd go, you know, sometimes I'd call my cousin to come out with me, or I'd call, you know, another friend, come out with me, meet me out there. It's a good time, you know. But we used to meet and get together, and we'd have so much fun. And on this day, there's Thanksgiving, which was the day that I would fid with my family and then go out and drink too much. With my friend Shauna. And today is her birthday. And it's the first birthday without her. And it's hard. But, you know, I started grieving for her when she started getting those shots, because I knew. And I watched her progressively decline on her photos. And I miss her. I miss her a lot. And when more data comes out and people start suing her, start suing the doctors, push this on people, and they will. You sue the doctors. You can sue the workplaces that made people get these things. They're not immune from lawsuits. So I made sure to get all the photographic evidence I needed to hand over to her husband. And when they're ready. So it's hard. It's just a real hard time in this world, you know. And it was me and her, and we had this other friend. And she passed away this time of year. She passed away October 30th, 2008. It doesn't make any sense that I'm the only one standing and I'm 45, you know? So miss you, Shauna. Love you, Shauna. So today I stumbled upon a bit of information that could help someone, and I'd like to share it. GoodRx, the company that saves you money on your prescription medications. If you upgrade to Gold, which is free for the first 30 days, you can see a licensed nurse practitioner in your state. Well, I've had I get UTIs a lot, so they go into my kidneys, and this is just something I deal with all the time. And I was able to see a nurse practitioner, get prescribed medication, and have the medication sent over to my pharmacy within 20 minutes. And it's there waiting for me to pick it up. So I probably will go pick it up when I'm done with this tonight. So I really want to stress how easy that was. Now, if you pay for it, it's $9.99 a month. And visits are $19 a month. So for those of you that are struggling with insurance, or maybe you just suddenly don't have insurance, and need it, you know, I think it's a good way to take care of it. You know, doctor visits, $10, you know, paying $10 a month for that, $120 a year. If you use medication a lot. Now, if you don't, you can stop it before the end of the 30-day trial. And know that it's always there for you if you need it. Because people are broke. People are broken from all the shutdowns, masking, the mandates, anything that could be done to take away somebody's personalization, like remove their face. Remove the right to choose what gets injected into their body. All of that has been going on for the last few years, and that's dehumanizing. And we should all have our own rights as humans to make these decisions for ourselves. And, you know, I'm a real big advocate of your body, your choice, all around. Because whatever decision you make, whether anybody likes it or not, whatever decision you make, you're going to have to live with it. And that's pretty powerful, you know? So, you know, you got to live with your decisions. So make sure you do make sure you get informed consent. I personally will not do anything to alter my children's immune systems because it's not my body. It's not my body. So when they're 18, it's their choice. Now, I hope I've instilled enough knowledge within them so that they understand. And I hope so. But it's not my body to alter. And no, I'm not scared of measles. I have the chicken pox. Feel a little invincible here. And I once did volunteered to get pertussis on purpose. Which, you know, could sound a little scary at first, but when I realized that it was three days of azithromycin to treat that, I decided not to be scared of it anymore. So there's that. Well, if there's anyone out there listening, call in. Hang out. I think I will be, and if anyone's listening, then I definitely want to do readings. I'm going to put this on the Freedomizer page. I think that's a good idea. And while I'm doing that, I will be playing some commercials.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Thanks for stepping into umpire, Mr. Fletcher.
Well, I'm an English teacher, not a phys ed teacher, but I'll do my best.
You'll do fine. Just call the kids safe or out, and keep an eye on them right there. They've been trying to steal.
Who, him?
No, we use the kids' preferred pronouns. He's on second. I mean them.
There's only one kid there. Who's them?
They are.
He is?
No, they is. He's on second.
You mean her?
Don't call me her. I'm a him.
That's a he. The kid on third uses she.
He uses she?
No, she uses she.
And you want me to keep my eye on them?
Yes.
But especially him.
No, keep your eye on them. They've been trying to steal.
Who's they? Him, her, and him?
No, not him and her, just them. Their pronoun is there, and they're right there.
I'm an English teacher. I get pronouns. That's him, her, and him.
No, that's them, him, and her.
Excuse me, but now I identify as him.
He's gender fluid. He used to be she, but now she's him.
Huh?
And I'd like to change my pronouns to Z, Zim, and Zer.
Now Z wants you to call Zer Zim.
What's a Zim?
Don't call Zim a what? Now Z is offended.
Look, I don't want to offend anybody. I'll call them by their names. Kids, what are your names?
I'm Addison.
I'm Addison.
Addison.
Their parents are millennials. They named them all Addison.
Well, why do I have to use preferred pronouns?
Because gender is a social construct, and I was born this way.
How can he be born that way if gender is a social construct?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't question their identity, or his, or Zer's. Just follow the rules and call them they.
Who makes these rules?
They do.
This they?
No, not that they. They.
Huh?
They will get you fired if you don't use the right pronoun. They will kick you off of Twitter if you question their beliefs. They cancel comedians and offend them. They get rid of professors with different points of view.
But who's they?
Nobody knows who they are. We just have to listen to them.
Hey, if you liked that video, you can help us make more videos like that by joining the Babylon Bee YouTube channel for just $4.99 a month.
Become an exclusive subscriber. You get videos, you get full-length podcasts that are often twice as long as the one that you've been seeing.
Do it now. Smash the join button and you can become a member, a Bee Superfan, and you'll be a lot cooler than everyone else.
Ay, 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 la chupacabra, okay.
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra? Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for chupacabra insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance. Just in case the chupacabra comes.
Ay, ay, ay. La chupacabra.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
All right, can you hear me? I am back. So, anyway, I just put some links on our Barefoot is Legal sister page. Being barefoot is really good for you. Grounding and earthing, those are all things that your body needs. It's just amazing, amazing to do. So I'm going to talk about what I've done this week. So as you know, I've mentioned many times before, I am psychic. And I can walk into rooms and sense when there is a demonic presence. I can see the dark entities. And in the Bible, there's many places where it says that you are absolutely supposed to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. Well, that's what I do. So I went over to my friend's office. It's a like a body shop thing. And there's one room in there that I went into before. And I could barely walk into the room. Now, my friend has an EVP, which is like it gets the if there's a spirit or something in that room, it will pick that up. And after I left the first time, my name came up. You're talking about me, but it chilled out a bit. Entities like that can sense when someone with the ability to see them and feel them and know what to do with them, they can sense that. So I came over about a week later. I guess it was the Monday that just happened. I cast out demons. I prayed. You know, we all prayed. We asked for brilliant light. And it was really interesting. After we did a prayer and we did a meditation to fill ourselves with light so that it would go outward. EVP kept picking up the word light, which I thought was brilliant. Pun intended. I thought that was really amazing and really fun. So the entire atmosphere in that space has changed. They're no longer scared to be there, or they no longer feel out of place to be there. So, anyway, I'll go back over there and work some more, and I'll clear it out. You know, I get the sense that, you know, when I walked in, I felt that it was a very, it was the area where a lot of, where there had been a battle with Native Americans and settlers. The EVP kept picking up the word government. And I knew that that was, I could sense, and I'm describing things all around and, you know, about the water and the stream, and, you know, how there's lake close by, and you know, that this was, the Native Americans were here
the settlers decided they wanted to come in. And anyway, it was kind of a massacre. And so just very loudly, my friend and I started talking to them. Because sometimes in life, you know, in life, as humans, we feel the need to be appreciated, to be acknowledged. Be acknowledged. And so it was acknowledgement. We spoke to them. We said, hey, we understand what happened. We support them. That even though the history books are erasing them, whitewashing them, leaving out tales of genocide, that we remember, and that we'll make sure that the generations after us understand this as well. And all of a sudden, the energy just—it was no longer angry. They were acknowledged. They were understood. They understood that there was nobody there to be angry at because we understood their plight. You know, maybe we weren't in there in the battle with them. We understood it, and it just, the whole atmosphere of the room was just different. The whole atmosphere of the place is just different anyway. So definitely that's something that I think is pretty awesome and something worth mentioning. So I'm definitely waiting on my friend who said he would be here about an hour ago. He's got the Indian food that I ordered. Which is kind of funny. I definitely didn't eat food or watch the Cowboys. So I think that's kind of interesting. I will be doing a podcast myself because I do live in Dallas and I love this city with all of my heart. And you know, I even like our neighbors too. You know, Fort Worth and Richardson, and you know, that's so funny. Dallas and Fort Worth couldn't be any more different. But they are. And we even love our little, I guess they're like little step-siblings, little siblings, little, and the Frisco and the McKinneys and all that. I know the quickest way to anger or to frustrate a Dallasite is for people to say, oh, we were in Dallas. Oh, cool. Which neighborhood? And they say something like Grapevine. Yeah, it's an hour away. No, thank you. But, yeah, definitely I'm going to do that because I'm very proud of where I live. And it's not just a pride in where I live. It's there's really awesome people here. Like, we have amazing doctors and we have so many entrepreneurs here in Dallas, and a lot of people that during the pandemic, we saw our Dallas doctors, Dr. Fleming, Dr. McCullough, you know, even Brian Artis. He's, I think, more in Allen, but
You got to see these people shine. And Dr. McCullough has lost his medical license. He is the most published cardiologist. Lost his license because he was speaking against the establishment. If you get the opportunity, I think he's got a GoFundMe. If you get the opportunity to contribute, I think you should. Same with Dr. Fleming. If you get the opportunity to contribute, if you get the opportunity to help out, then please do. It's always a good idea to help those that keep things free and right. Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, we have a sister group in Pennsylvania. You can directly, it's a 501c3. I am the Dallas area director of Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, and you're always more than welcome to make a tax-deductible donation. Also, my friends over at under the new guidance of Rebecca Hardy, absolutely, donate there. You can donate Barefoot is Legal. The amazing 501c3, absolutely amazing. Join the 501c3. So all of these groups are securing your rights. And the thing about donating in Texas is this is one of the only secure states right now. And your money may not make a difference where you're at, but it will make a difference here to keep things the way they are. Because it's always good to have a plan B. And as someone that's working on their real estate license right now, it's a good idea to have a plan B to work on, getting your plan B going. Anywhere in Texas, you're good. I will say that the current Dallas County judge is liberal and loves masks. And I would ask you all to pray for him. So, yeah. I think that'll be interesting. So, I don't really know if anyone's out there listening, but I can talk forever. So there's that. And I'd love to do some readings. So if somebody is listening, call in, talk to me. I'd really like that. And I think that would be really, really fun. So I'm going to do another round of ads supporting our, I'm going to do some ground therapy clips so you understand why Barefoot is Legal is a thing. And here we go.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Here I am back in January of last year. I just couldn't keep the weight off no matter how many different exercise programs I tried. Now I'm down to my ideal weight, and it's never been easier. All I had to do was vote blue, no matter who. Every time I went to the grocery store, I was with so many different options to choose from. But now I'm lucky if I can even fill my basket up. I used to be really unhealthy, never got that much exercise. But now that I can't afford to put gas in my car, I have to walk to work. And as an added bonus, I don't have to worry about being carjacked anymore. So you can ditch Tybo and start saying Ty Joe.
Come on, man.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, "I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport." Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, "When was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period?" Whenever someone gets hooked, they go broke. I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, "Why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building?" He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, "Well, good luck getting your unemployment." He said, "I don't want to die from getting Rona." I told him, "Don't worry, you will die from the Rona gene therapy." What a rube. You really have to be a stupid if you think you need the same gene therapy every 6 weeks to stop a disease that has a cure rate of 99.9997%. was a guy that got the Rona vaccine. He died in about 10 hours. The doctor said it could have been much worse if he did not get the gene therapy. How much worse would it be than death? Is the CDC going to arrest you in your next life? Is God going to say I was going to let you into heaven? But since you did not get the anti-human gene therapy, you have to go see the big guy downstairs? There is a big thing with liberals now. They say there is no such thing as gender. Seriously. They say I hate gender. How do you hate gender? It is like saying I hate numbers. All numbers should be the same. These liberals. They think that men can now get pregnant. Yes, it is true. They think Donald Trump just banned men from getting pregnant. But Biden somehow legalized men having babies. These jokers think seriously that eggs somehow can chase down sperm and get them pregnant. Liberals also say there are over 1,000 genders now. My only question about all these new genders being made up as we speak. What do these new private parts look like? I just want to see what these other parts look like in case one replaces my junk. On the planet I live on, you either have a hole, or a hole puncher. But the liberals say now if you are comfortable in the private parts you were born with, you are a bad person. Why would you spend your life hating yourself because you were born with or without junk? They call it being cisgender. They think if you have a hole puncher, and are not sad about it, that you are an evil Trump supporter. Like you live on Macho Mountain. Like I spend all day swinging it around. I don't spend my entire day thinking about my epic junk. Okay, I am going to leave it right here. Remember, if a store requires a vaccine passport, a gene therapy, or wear a scam on your face, please go someplace else. Order online. Do not give these companies the satisfaction. If we all stop buying from these tyrants and go someplace else, we can fight this. The more we comply, the more tyranny they will give us. Peace out, my freedom-loving friends.
Peter, the Korean films are my letter of recommendation. It is obvious their hearts are a letter of approval from Messiah. Dionysus from the 405 BC play the baker and Jesus of Nazareth quote the same line, kicking against the pricks. That is plausible, is it not? Am I not an apostle?
Let's study this and more proof that a test of whom we love exists in the New Testament canon. Join Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul, which airs Saturdays noon Pacific, 1 Mountain, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern for 3 hours on Saturdays, where listeners enjoy fellowship and study of the words of Messiah versus yours, Paul. 3195276208. Saturdays at noon Pacific.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortion.
Whoa. More on this guy later. But first, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Ravenow.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my not at all secret gay agenda. And
that's right. Disney has quite the sexual agenda with your children. Is it wrong to have any kind of sexual agenda with children? Well, if you're a pedophile, the answer is no. We'll have the full report tonight on how Governor Ron DeSantis is protecting children and the rights of parents, and how Disney is trying to do the opposite in the name of inclusivity. Where do we begin? The nation's number one governor, who has no respect for the rights of pedophiles, apparently, signed the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law. It prevents teachers and educators from sexualizing children, grooming children, and influencing them with any kind of sexual discussion. This created outrage on the left. Shocker, it is so unlike them to get outraged about anything. As the Babylon Bee reports, teachers who insist they're not teaching your kid about sex also weirdly outraged by ban on teaching your kid about sex. So of course, in response to Governor DeSantis signing the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law, we the media, who have a 100% accurate track record in reporting, started a smear campaign about the bill, deeming it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Because of course, Florida is trying to prevent the inclusivity of gay and trans people into society, right? Well, yes, that's what our narrative says. But what the truth says, which is becoming a very suspicious conspiracy theory at this point, is that the Parental Rights in Education Bill prevents educators from discussing any kind of sexuality with children, K through third grade. Gay, straight, trans, any of it. Turns out, Don't Say Gay is not in the bill anywhere. The left termed the bill Don't Say Gay in order to smear it. In the radical right concept called reality, it's more of a don't you dare sexualize my child, you pedophile motherfucker kind of bill. But Governor DeSantis hates gay people. Well, of course he does. And here's social commentator Dave Rubin, a gay man, speaking of his experience having dinner with Governor DeSantis.
Let me just tell you something about Ron DeSantis. I actually, I'm not saying this to brag, but I've met him a couple times now since I've been in Florida. I was an enemy of the state in California, and now I've hung out with the governor a few times. I actually had dinner with him and a few other people last week. And the word gay was said at the table. It was. And the first lady wished me well, because we're having kids.
There you have it. Governor DeSantis clearly hates gay people. And after signing the bill, there's this.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This does not sit well with Disney's sexual agenda for your children. Let's take a look at video footage of Disney executives that was leaked out and obtained by Chris Rufo, so you can hear it directly from the child licking horse's mouth.
I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me.
And here's Disney corporate president, Carrie Burr.
We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads.
Did she say LGBTQIA? Those new letters seem important. Could we get another G added to that? As a ginger man, I don't feel represented every time anyone says anything, and I don't like it. And here's Disney production coordinator, Alan March.
I have had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And
children need to be exposed to all forms of eroticism, not just none. And here's Disney's diversity and inclusivity manager, Vivian Ware. So, like, she's the one that really moves the needle forward on business, doesn't it? Take a look.
We no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah. Instead of using language that accurately describes reality, it's better to use a hallucinatory-based language that creates a mental fog so your children can't see the North Star of what's called reality. Come visit Disney's Marxist theme parks today. And for good measure, just because it's special, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Raveno one more time.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda, not at all secret gay agenda.
Well, it's definitely not a secret anymore now that your footage got leaked out. But is Disney propagating a social incentive structure which offers children a sense of attention, safety, significance, and belonging, which lures them into believing that they are something they're not? No, of course not. They're doing this to children to be inclusive because that's a nice thing to do. And that's a good thing, right? Absolutely. And you know how pedophiles who lure a child down the basement might say, I was just giving them ice cream to be nice. And one could say, well, the road to hell is paved with child molester intentions. And Disney is laying the asphalt and driving the steamroller. right over your child. But we won't say that because that part of reality is not part of our narrative. Oh, and by the way, here is a person that represents the exact same agenda that Disney does and is trying to push onto your children.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortions. It's alone. It's a threat to our democracy.
Is this set of values the North Star that you want affecting your children and guiding them? Or is it propaganda that infects degenerated minds that you want to protect your children from? I don't know. You be the judge. Cancel my Disney Plus subscription and sell all my Disney stock. Sweetheart, we're never taking the kids to Disneyland again. Ever. And we're back. As the left has a very real agenda to normalize pedophilia, you can check out this video in the link below, and Disney is now inclusively including itself in that agenda, what can you do? Well, the Daily Wire, which is not inclusive to sexualizing children at all, has just acquired children's program, the Tuttle Twins, and has said they'll be investing $100 million into children's entertainment that is healthy for them and preserves their innocence. So, family-centered organizations like them are giving you as a parent alternatives if you decide sexual indoctrination is not right for your children.
Science!
He's my favorite scientist. That's it for tonight's special report on Disney grooming children. What's next? Will Disney hire Subway Jared to be their new greeter at theme parks? That would be inclusive. Will they hire Ghislaine Maxwell to be their new children's inclusivity content coordinator? And will Disney have alongside Mickey Mouse someone in a big cartoon like Jeffrey Epstein costume to help spread the good word of their sexual agenda for children? We'll see. Good night. Hi. Censorship is the opposite of connection, and for me, it's very important to be connected with you, my beautiful freedom-loving audience. So if you want to ensure you and I stay connected in the face of growing censorship, love to have you join my email list. Hit up awakenwithjp.com/join me, and I'll see you on the inside, and we'll stay connected. Hi, I like things that taste good, and I'm all about things that improve my energy and health, which means I love things that taste good and improve my energy and health. That's why I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, Cacao Bliss by Earth Echo Foods. JP, is it a delicious dessert or is it a vibrant health supplement? Well, it's both. How is it both, JP? It's a great question. Cacao Bliss is made from 100% raw ceremonial grade cacao, and it contains 4 superfoods, turmeric, lucuma, and MCT oil. It contains no added sugar, yet it's sweetened with monk fruit extract, which makes it a beautiful, tasty treat that does delightful things to your health and energy. I turn to Cacao Bliss for 2 different reasons. One is, when I want a little pick-me-up in my energy that won't leave me crashing, Cacao Bliss. The other is, when I want a sense of tasty, chocolatey goodness that won't turn me into a stupid idiot with blood sugar drops, Cacao Bliss. I love Cacao Bliss simply mixed in hot water or in my coffee, smoothies, or with nut milk. And my intuition is telling me that if you care about good health and energy and love things that taste good, you'll love Cacao Bliss too. And check it out at earthechofoods.com/JPSears. And because you're a viewer of mine, please use the discount code JP, which will get you 15% off. Enjoy.
We are back. Thank you all so much for holding and listening to JP Sears, my wonderful friend, is here to join me. And I see someone has been holding for 8 minutes. God bless you for your patience. If you press number 1, I can put you in the host queue. All right.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How's everything?
You know what? Everything is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting what Disney has done in firing their woke CEO.
Oh, my gosh.
From what I know, a friend of mine who's personally, who really wanted the current CEO, one that they had, wanted this guy removed a long time ago, a girl, whatever it is, removed a long time ago. Excuse me, getting over the flu.
That's okay. Ivermectin helps, FYI.
Yeah, no, I know. I had to go to the doctor yesterday, though, because I had to get ivermectin, absolutely. I'm sure it's probably, that horse stuff is better than what they give, than what we get prescribed, and a lot cheaper, too.
You know,
but anyway,
they take a while for me.
They brought back Iger, who, he's not going to be able to fix this mess in 2 years.
Mm-mm.
And especially if, how do I put this? He was the former CEO before this one. And a lot of times when you're a CEO, being considered for a CEO spot, they'll ask the CEO that's currently there leaving, who do you think we should hire? So this person came, the CEO that they just fired probably came at Iger's recommendation. So
Sorry about that. So I just got a doorbell ring. My new neighbors, they called me. I was running outside trying to catch my friends. I fell down. And they pulled me up. So, you know what? You're absolutely right. Disney is, nothing can be done in 2 years. Disney's agenda, if you look through the years of, their movies that are geared towards children, you find all kinds of things that are not child-friendly.
And I tell you, you know what scares me? My granddaughter, I mean, she's only two, and she's into this Frozen, stuff, and I don't know nothing about it.
Join the club, my friend. I tell you what, you're going to get bonus points.
I know nothing about it.
You know what? Start learning the songs and make the same hand gestures that that Elsa does when she starts singing Let It Go, you know, where she runs
right.
And you both do it, and then, you know, you pretend to take the thing out of your hair and let your cape go. And you know what? My daughter and I do that together, my youngest and I do that together. And that is our thing. And every time that song comes on, you know, she just, she's like, Mom, come on. And so we have to do it. I let her do the dress flip because she does it better than anyone I've ever seen in my life. She's three also. And no one can quite dress flip like she can. So, you know,
right. Just
you got to embrace it. This one I'm really good with because, you know, she thinks she met the love of her life and decided to get married within like a day or two. And she finds out the guy's a dick. So I like that because she finds out this guy was only wanting her for her, you know, or actually that's the little daughter. Her younger sister, Anna, decides to get married. She meets this guy. He asks her to marry him. She says yes, and they're going to get married. And basically, he's just using her for the royalty status and tries to kill her sister, Elsa. And she finds out he is just a bad guy. Like he's horrible. Like, she finds him out, and he gets banished back to, I think it's Wesselton where he gets banished back to, but it looks like Weaseltown, and there's something there too. So he gets banished back, and I like this story because it's a good thing. So my new friend, are here. They talk about relationships. Y'all have a podcast too?
Yeah, we do a podcast too. That's why we came down, because we do about relationships, topics like physical abuse or support or different stuff like this. And we talk about that stuff, and you'll be surprised how many views we get. Our biggest show, we got 10,000 views in 1 hour.
I believe it. You know, I am, when I had to go to court, Genesis Women's Shelter provided me with a voucher so I could have something to wear to court. And it's just little things like that you don't forget. So, you know, I think Disney is going to do their best to work on.
I mean, they're going to try and soften what they're doing, but I think their agenda is clear.
Well, I mean, if you look at the inversion, you know, the satanic agenda, the inversion, if you flip the word Disney upside down, it says wicked.
Hmm.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. The Disney
inversion. I
shall
check it out when next time I see it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's a lot of things in there that are very... You know, at the beginning, someone dies. You know, that creates a trauma bond between the children in the movie. Someone dies. Bambi's mom dies. Elsa and Anna's parents die. You know, there's a death at the beginning. And that gets the children trauma bonded to the show. And then once they trauma bond to the show, they will relate to it. And it's a psychological trick. As someone that is a hypnotherapist, I understand what they're doing.
I mean, I even saw a news ticker on my phone today that TD Bank gave like $500,000 to some child gender.
That's part of the agenda is to alter genders. You know, for too long we've been there's a pesticide that's used in Latin American countries right now. It's called atrazine. It was banned in the United States, and it was causing these male frogs to develop eggs in their gonads.
Well,
and
when Alex Jones was saying that, people were laughing at him.
Yeah, you know, Alex Jones. I learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
On Dell's show, I learned what I needed to learn. It's really interesting, you know. These vaccines that they're giving the children that don't even exemption, that's where you're at. You know, that because the black children, my beautiful
now you
lady,
might realize who I am.
Yeah.
Give me I have to call you back.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you know what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce my neighbors. Y'all can come join me. We can all sit around in the floor if you want. But they have their own podcast, and they are well-versed in MK Ultra. They also choose. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Proof Negative is normally during this hour, but since it's Thanksgiving and not everybody has a family to hang out with, we've got like a little powwow now. We're all just kind of sitting around my computer. So would you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Kayla Mariana, and my fiance.
I'm JJ. Everybody know me by JJ. I'm on all social media, all platforms, JJ Gone Bad, so... You can look us up on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, JJ Gone Bad. You'll find some of our podcasts. So, pretty easy.
Wonderful. And I have my friend Toby here that I've known for a very, very, you know what? Like 27 years. I've known Toby 27 years. And, you know, it's just fantastic. I was in a really dark space one night, and I hadn't heard from him in a while. It had been a while. He calls me up. He says, hey. And I was in a dark spot. Like, I was dark. I mean, it was not a good place to be in. I was missing my children, completely cut off from speaking to them, completely cut off from going to my home. And I was broken. And here my friend came. Called me up. He said, come see Leon Bridges with me. And so I did. And that's the story of how I was in a dark space. My friend intuitively. Oh, love him. Leon Bridges. He's amazing. So, you know, the song River. Leon Bridges. Check him out. Check out River. You know, I got a story about this because, of course, I am from here. I have a friend of mine that owns this club called Studio 80 in Fort Worth. And this is a friend of mine that I've known for as long as I've known my friend Toby. And he would have this thing where you would go and it didn't matter how well you sang. It just mattered if you sang the right artist. And there were like 3 or 5 artists about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I remember being there. It was a Tuesday night. And I would go every once in a while, especially when the prize amount got up in the thousands of dollars. And it was fun. You know, I'm seeing people I know, people I love, people I've known for 20 years, you know, surprise people that came out to see me. But there was this one cute little black kid. He was adorable. Oh my gosh. He was about, I don't know, he was like 21. And I think because I think on that night they would allow 18 and up. But I remember asking him his name and saying, don't you need to be in bed? You have work tomorrow. And he's smiling ear to ear saying, I just love to sing. And you could tell he loved to sing. And he would sing his heart out. And there was nobody in the club. And he would sing and he would sing. Anyway, his name was Leon. No big deal. Life goes on. I would wonder about this kid from time to time that I would see there with his smiles and this, you know, such great energy. And when Toby and I were sitting there watching him on stage, that was the same young man that was out singing his heart out when he had to be at work the next morning. And, you know, he's from Fort Worth. Gotta celebrate him. He's Texan. And you know how we are. And Leon Bridges. Leon Bridges. His song River has been very therapeutic for me during this challenging time in my life, which I will definitely look back on as a period of growth. Oh, holy hell, this is not fun. I am 45 years old.
I'm 35. I'm 34, really. I'll be 35 in like 3 months.
Hey, don't rush it.
just embrace it, you know. The 30s are fun. 40s are kind of chill.
You like
don't
30.
Look 40.
You like
well,
like
30. I don't act it either. And, you know, I've always bleached to my hair platinum. It's always been some level of blonde, even when I let it grow out. But I see that God has understood the assignment and said, you know, she really likes platinum hair.
Hello? 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 You have a bad connection.